Welcome back to Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Hazel, and we are back for episode 18. Get ready. Hello, you nasty motherfuckers. I'm your host, Hazel, and babe, let me let y'all know, your girl's birthday just passed, and honestly, my Cash App, I'm going to drop it in the description below. I'm going to go ahead and just let y'all do what y'all do, because your girl just turned 25 years old, and that's an accomplishment right there, baby, like, honestly. So, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and get into my birthday. I'm not going to lie. My birthday, because, you know, I got to give y'all a little weekly update. My birthday started off real rocky. Let me tell you why you can't fuck with black people. And I really try to support black-owned businesses all the goddamn time. And black people show me every single fucking time I need to stop playing with them. Because I scheduled my lash appointment. Now, y'all see, if y'all watching via YouTube, y'all see that I'm wearing lashes, okay? So I had scheduled my lash appointment a whole week prior, right? Told the girl, like, hey, I'm gonna need to be there at 10 a.m. I gotta get my hair done. My friend making me a wig, la la. Okay. I even confirmed with her the next day. However, why the same day, that morning, I wake up at 7 a.m., take my man to work, and I get that text. Hey, boo. Oh, boo. Don't hey, boo me, please. Not today on my birthday. On my birthday, you're hey booing me? No. We're not doing that, girl. We're not doing that. So she's like, I gotta get my Wi-Fi put in between. They're coming between 9 and 1. Can you come after your hair appointment? No. I have a whole thing today. Like, I have a whole itinerary of things I need to do today. Not playing with you is not on my itinerary. So what the fuck? So thank God that, again, I live in here in Houston, Texas, y'all. Thank God there is so many beautiful black women that are doing their own thing and honestly doing lashes here in Houston. And I found someone to do my lashes, girl, last minute, honey, could see me within the next 30 minutes. So happy. I guess I have to pay a same day fee, but it was fine. And she did her thing. I ain't gonna lie. My lashes look amazing. She did her thing, y'all. So I really am greatly appreciative of that. And also, y'all can see the outfit, baby. I'm 25 years old, honey. And it's almost Halloween. Halloween is my favorite. And knowing that I could not celebrate Halloween in my younger years when I was, you know, under my mama's rule, and my mama's real strict and real, like, all about, you know, God and everything else, and how Halloween was the devil's day, baby. I was going to enjoy the devil's day when I got grown, and honey, I do it every single year, so hello. Now, you could kind of say this little outfit, this little costume/outfit could be, like, from the Christina Dirty video, or if you watched Euphoria, and honey, most of y'all have, y'all know my girl Maddie, because y'all had my girl Maddie fucked up. I look like Maddie. I literally have on the same outfit that Maddie did, just in a different color. So, again, they had my bitch Maddie fucked up. But, you know, happy Halloween, y'all. By the time this episode come out, Halloween's going to be a couple of days away. And y'all know Halloween is the perfect time for all of us women to show how much whores we can fucking be and not be judged about it. We can show our ass. We can show our titties. We can do whatever the fuck we would like. And no one can say shit. Niggas can goddamn show their ass. Niggas can show their dicks. And nobody will say anything on Halloween. Everybody could be the much whore that they have inside them. The sluttiest whore. The nastiest bitch out here. Without anybody saying anything. Because it's Halloween. Now, with Halloween goes a lot. Now, I know a lot of people who get turned on by Halloween. Get dressed up and everything. You know, cosplay and stuff like that. You know, that's a real sexual thing. Halloween is a real sexual holiday. I find it to be the most sexual holiday because you can be free on Halloween. You can be someone else on Halloween. And hey, I ain't gonna lie. If my man dressed it up like the Hulk and I was Black Widow, oh, baby, we fucking that night. I ain't gonna lie to you. We fucking that night. I'm having a goddamn great-ass fantasy. And y'all don't judge me. I'm a huge Marvel fan. I am. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a huge Marvel fan. And, yes, that idea of them two fucking is definitely in my mind. So, yes, if my man was Sarah B. the Hulk and I was be Black Widow, oh, yeah, I would make sure his dick was green. I would make sure we put a goddamn dye on his dick. I would not care. I would not care at all. However, along with that goes with what we're going to be talking about today is dirty talking. Now, if we're going to be dressing up, honey, you got to talk. You got to talk in the way that we dressing up as. And I'm going to be Christina Aguilera. Now, I don't know who Christina Aguilera was fucking at any point in time. But if I'm going to be Christina Aguilera, you're going to be her man, baby. I'm going to be talking like Christina Aguilera. I'm going to be talking some dirty ass talk, talking like Christina Aguilera. Or if I was going to be Black Widow and you was going to be the Hulk, I would need you to be talking dirty to me like how the Hulk would be talking. Simple as that. So, the fetish of the week this week, y'all. And honestly, I have went over this so many times. I know I'm going to fuck it up. But it's called naturophilia. And naturophilia is a sexual fetish in which words and stories are sexually arousing, usually by the telling of a dirty or obsession with words or stories to your partner, meaning dirty talk. Like when you're talking about something that they could like, or they are kind of obsessed with, or they kind of, you know, want to hear, you know, or telling a nice story. Now, honey, I ain't gonna lie. Telling a story during sex, baby, I think that could be the best kind of sex. Like, because one, some people don't like to talk during sex. Okay, cool. Yeah, moaning is nice to hear every once in a while. But, motherfucker, I want to hear you. I want to hear what's going on in your mind. We want to hear what's going on in my mind. And, hell, we going to make a fantasy while we motherfucking fucking. I liking that shit, too. If we going to talk about the bitch at work that we both think is fine, oh, I like that shit, too. If we going to talk about, oh, a bitch that we saw on the goddamn street, oh, yeah, we going to talk about that, too. If we going to talk about whatever movie we saw, like, damn, they was fucking in that movie, I like that, too. Like, stories. So, I thought on this episode that we were going to go ahead and get into dirty talking. And a lot of women don't like the dirty talk. A lot of women don't like the dirty talk. And some men prefer to dirty talk and some men don't. However, I have personally heard from a lot of women, my friends included, no just y'all, but my friends included, don't like the dirty talk. Like they feel like they don't know what to say. Like they feel like it'll be okay, but then they don't know what to say. They need something to say. And if they knew what to say, then they probably would do it. So I thought, hey, let me go ahead and get some couple little quotes out there for y'all. Let me get a couple little things out there for y'all, you know? Because I feel like on both ends, men and women, dirty talking helps the relationship and it helps keep the intimacy. It helps, like, do something different, you know? Because a lot of people say after they've been with their partner for so long that, excuse me, they've been with their partner so long that it starts to get dull, starts to get boring. And yeah, the same thing over and over could get boring. Hell, should I work at the same, if I worked at the same job, which I did before I got a new job, for almost 4 years of my life, that shit got boring. That shit got boring. And now that I'm at my new job, I'm more excited. I'm like, oh, okay, this is new. This is this. And that is something changing. Doing the same exact thing over and over and over will get boring. Like, if we only have sex in missionary, and I'm saying that I have sex only in missionary, baby, I am too much of a freak to do that. That is the least amount of things that I want to do. But if we only have sex in missionary every single day, for 4 years straight, I can guarantee you that after 2 years, your ass was already bored of that missionary. Not doing anything else but missionary. Already bored of it. 4 years, you're already goddamn dead. Like, you don't even care no more. You're checked out. You're craving something new. Missionary? No. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dirty talk can add on to that. Now, I'm going to help you say the right things to say during dirty. Because there's some wrong things to say. There's some wrong things to say. And we did discuss that in my last episode. Like, a man dirty talking to this woman. Like I said, I saw it on TikTok, y'all. Man talking dirty to some girl while they were having sex. And he talking about, oh, you want me to get you pregnant? You want me to get you pregnant? You going to have my baby so everyone know that you're mine? Oh, baby. Maybe we were together for 4 to 5 years. okay, you could probably say that, and I wouldn't be upset. But the first night, the one night stand, I don't plan ever seeing you again, and you say that shit? Sir, this is not adding up. The equation ain't mathing for me. We just met. I don't plan on ever seeing you again. We decided that this was gonna be a little hookup, and you saying that little wild ass shit? That's the wrong thing to say. That's the wrong thing to say, because it will automatically take me out of the mood. I want you to get off of me. Hopefully they were using the condom. If they weren't, baby, I hope she used some damn plan B, because I'm pretty sure that nigga goddamn none of them just didn't say anything, because baby, mm-mm. But let me go ahead and tell y'all some of the right things to say. Now, with dirty talk, context matters. It matters. Your tone, it matters. The speed of your voice, it matters. Like, you want to slow it down, you know? Slow it down. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. Don't nobody say goddamn COVID, I swear to God. If any of y'all said that shit, I hope y'all going to hell. Leave me the hell alone. Anyway, one of the things to say, like, you know, and for example, is say if you're out in a party. Say me and my man go to a party. We go to a Halloween party, right? And like I said, you know, if I was Black Widow and he was the Hulk, baby, I'd be turned on. I'd be turned on in that bitch. You know what I would say? You know, if these people weren't here, you know what I would want to do to you right now? I want to be on my knees and put your dick in my mouth right now. See how there's a difference in saying things? Like, context. If these people, because we're around people, right? We're around people. We're in a Halloween party. Right? If these people weren't here right now, you know what I want to do to you right now? I want to get on my knees and put your dick in my mouth. Baby. Baby. That's context for you. That's the tone for you. That's the speed of your voice for you. That's something that, hey, can get your partner turned on. And that's something that a woman will definitely can say. Because we all go out with our men. We all go drinking, honey. And nobody, and especially in their 20s, ain't going to lie to say they don't really go out. Now, introverts do like to stay in the house. But, hey, y'all can have a little house party, whatever. And another thing that I was thinking, I was like, you know, when we're talking about context, we want to know, you want to have the thing in like, okay, say I'm at work or my man at work. I'm at home. I'm bored as fuck, not doing goddamn jack shit. Usually, when I'm off and my man at work, that's usually what the fuck happening. I'm not doing jack fucking shit with my life, y'all. I'm waiting for my man to get home. I'm one of those bitches. I'm waiting on him to get home because I have nothing else to do at all. So, if I send a text and all I say is, I can't focus right now. All I'm thinking about is your dick and how much I miss it. Him receiving that text at work, gonna be like, oh, well, shit, when I get home, I know what's going down when I get home, right? So dirty talk doesn't have to be only during sex. You could dirty talk before sex. Like, you can lead up, like, to this. Like I said, context matters. Your tone, your speed. And you can lead up to the sexual tension. Like, having sexual tension with someone, I could honestly say is the most powerful thing ever. Because without that sexual tension, if you just have sex with someone and y'all ain't got no sexual tension, I promise you, you're not feeling that heartbeat in your coochie. And no nigga's feeling that heartbeat in his dick. So I'm telling you right fucking now, there ain't no fucking goddamn, there's no nothing but going on. And if the nigga do come, he just came because he wanted a nut. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. But say, like, I'm texting you and we have sex and whatever. Dirty talk, honestly, sexting and dirty talk goes hand in hand. It's the best thing ever because it just builds that sexual tension. So when you are in the bedroom, you can be like, damn, daddy, I've been missing you all day. Honey, go ahead and drop those pants. Let me go ahead and show you how much I missed you. Boom. Done. See, you already then built up the sexual tension from him being at work, right? You already then built up that sexual tension. So now I got you turned on. Now on your drive home, which my man's drive home is about 30 minutes to 40 minutes, right? So sorry for him. But, you know, on that drive home, he thinking about it. Let me let you know, he about to swerve through traffic to get to this coochie, honey. He on his way, baby. Don't play with me. He on his way. So, when I say I'm trying to build tension, I want y'all to think about that. If y'all don't have no sexual tension, and if y'all been with y'all relationships for a minute and y'all feel like that sexual tension is leaving, let's try some dirty talk, you know? Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. I'm the best bitch for it, y'all. And y'all have came to the right place. Y'all have came to the right place. I am the best bitch for it. Now, men, there is always things that y'all can say, right? Y'all, there's all the different kinds of things that y'all can say. And I want to honestly say the best line, two best lines, okay? I got two best lines for y'all that gets me. And I know that's what gets other women, too. Because I've asked my friends personally before I came here. Yesterday on my birthday, I did ask that question to two of my friends. Was, what can a man say that will turn you on instantly? Instantly. Say I'm sucking a man's dick and I'm on my knees or whatever, laying down. Whatever kind of way I'm sucking his dick. If it's upside down, I don't give a shit. Right? Whatever way I'm sucking his dick. And let that man say out of his mouth, good girl. Oh, baby, when I mean I'm dripping wet, I'm coming right now. Fuck it, we don't even have to fuck no more because, baby, I've already came. I've already did what I came to do. I've already came. Now, I don't know about you, what you gonna do, but I'm done at this point. Right there. Take notes, man. I'm telling you. That shit work. That shit turns on women, especially women with daddy issues. Now, I ain't gonna talk about daddy issues no more. I promise y'all. My daddy issues are not going to be solved no time soon. That's why I'm dating an older man, and therefore I like what I like. Fuck it. But any woman can honestly say, a nigga to tell me during anything, if I'm riding a nigga's dick, if I'm sucking him, if I'm kissing him, I'm rubbing on him, and he say, good girl. And then you got to say in a sexual tone. You can't just say good girl out of nowhere. You got to be like, good girl. Go ahead and suck that dick like a good girl. Baby, I'm on my motherfucking way. I'm about to suck that dick till you come, maybe. I really like that shit. And that's what my friends said, too, honestly. Both my friends are different ages, right? I got one that's 22, one that's 25, right? So, different ages. Again, and they both can say, and they honestly can both agree, that is one of the best lines for a man to say is right there. Now, the next line I'm going to go ahead and say, and this is my personal opinion. The best line for a man to say is, I'm going to mark you as mine tonight. That means, in my mind, I'm not going to lie to you because I got a dirty ass mind. In my mind, that means you about to shoot up this club. That's what I'm thinking it as. Like, you about to shoot up this club. Again, I'm sorry, y'all. I think I need some water, but it's whatever. I think you want to shoot up this club. I think you trying to fuck me and treat me like I'm yours. Like, you trying to fuck me up to where I don't ever want to fuck with no one else but you. You about to give me that dick so good that I'm not about to fuck with no one else but you. I'm about to be loving that dick. I'm about to be in love with that dick. Right there. And now, you gotta, with that kind of saying, you gotta back it up, though. You can't just say that and then give me some dry-ass dick. Like, and when I mean dry-ass dick, I mean, you ain't barely moving, you ain't barely touching, you just trying to get your dick sucked, and you trying to have me ride you and do all the goddamn work all the damn time. No. You can't say that and then be lazy. And that's what I mean with dry dick. You can't be lazy. Don't do that. So, another thing, and I'm going to go ahead and get into the dirty talk. Some things that women can say, right? Some things that women can say is, during sex, you know, please don't stop, daddy. Right there. That means you're enjoying it. That means that you're enjoying it. That means you're telling him nicely and also sexually is that, hey, I'm liking this dick so much, I don't want you to stop. Don't stop. Keep it going. Keep doing what you're doing because what you're doing right there is I'm liking that. You're hitting that spot. Now, say it only when they hitting that spot. Don't just say it just out of nowhere, but say it when they doing what they doing and so they can keep doing it, right? Also, another thing during sex is, ooh, I want you to come and meet daddy. Now, again, if you've been with your man for a couple years and y'all don't mind having kids, go ahead and say that. Don't say it if you fuck them kids team. Don't say that, unless you completely prepared to take a couple plan Bs, bitch. Because, you know, some niggas got some soldiers that are out here marching real, real fast and real, real hard. I done seen bitches take plan Bs, and they asses still got pregnant. So, that's for bitches who are like me, that are with their man for a long period of time. And if I would have got pregnant, I would have no problem. I actually be happy. So yeah, that's just for the bitches that are prepared for what happens after you say that. What happens after you say that? But that definitely gets men turned on, honestly. I think that would get my man turned on, I think that would get any man turned on. Any man, honestly. So that's something right there that I personally like. Now, another thing that you can do is, and I say this before, this is before sex, you can send this in a text message, you can say it out loud, whatever. You could say, I am so damn horny right now. I wish I had you inside me right now so I could feel your big dick and all the veins popping inside me. Now, that's a lot to say. You could probably text that. I think that would be a better text. But if you're one of those bitches that like to talk during sex, then you go ahead and go and say that. You go ahead and go and say that. I like that. Now, some women prefer to say the word cock. I like to say the word dick. I don't really care. Whatever you personally prefer. But this is just to help you guys out with sex, right? Because y'all come here to listen to my podcast for sex. And there's different parts of sex. There's all different kinds of parts of sex. And this is one of them. It's having a high sex drive. It's having that sexual tension. And without sexual tension, again, I'm going to say it, it's just dry sex. It's just, ugh. I don't want to have sex like that. I need to be feeling that heartbeat. I need to be like, ooh, I can't wait to see my man so I can go ahead and fuck him up. Like, I'm about to suck that nigga dick so goddamn great. And he ain't going to know what the fuck going to hit him until after the fact. Like, you got to have that sexual tension. Now, another thing is, when we're talking dirty, is also lingerie. You could add lingerie to that and be like, ooh, I wore this just for you. Do you like it? Boom. Sexual tension. Dirty talk, baby. Let's talk to our men. Men, talk to your women. Honestly. Be like, damn, girl, you looking so good right now. Ooh, I love the way your coochie feel. I mean, say the word pussy, but, you know. Like, you talk. Say something, because having that intimacy and having people know, and there's nothing wrong with reassurance. There's nothing wrong with reassurance. But sometimes I want to be reassured that you're enjoying the sex. And sometimes with men, it's hard to tell on y'all faces, and a lot of women can agree, it's hard to tell on y'all faces personally how y'all feel during sex. It really is, because y'all hide y'all emotions naturally. So it's really hard to tell how y'all feel during sex. If y'all liking it, if y'all hating it, if y'all wish your bitch would go faster, y'all wish your bitch to slow down, is she doing it too hard, is she doing it too fast, she about to make you nut too quick. I mean, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what... So a lot of women are in their heads a lot during sex because it's so hard to tell what y'all liking and what y'all not liking. Because y'all could be not liking something and still have that same goddamn facial expression as if y'all were liking it. So, again, not knowing what y'all want. Also, another thing y'all can say, women, during sex is, I love when you're rough with me. Now, I want y'all to say, you know, like, oh, I love when you're rough with me. Like, say it like that. I mean, it's the tone of your voice. It's the tone of your voice. And if you like a rough like me, honey, we all know my kink is asphyxiation. I love to be choked. When you choke me like a little whore, love it. Something to say during life. If you like sex to be a little rough, you can say it like that, you know? Also, something you can say, this goes to both men and women, during sex, y'all, both men and women can say this, is I absolutely adore feeling you on top of me. Again, that is both for men and women, because women can be on top, men can be on top. And hey, if you like to feel a woman's breasts on top of you, sir, or feel a woman's breasts all over your face, whatever, hey, go ahead and say that line. Go ahead and say that. Now, men, I did go ahead and think about some things that y'all could say that were not so common, but also could be sexy. Now, if a man came home, any man, my man, whatever, came home, and if you're with your man, he come home, and he says, take your clothes off and get on your hands and knees right now. You're going to be turned on. You're going to be like, oh, He want to play with me. Yeah. he want to play with me. I like that. I like a man to be assertive. I want a man to guide me to his pleasure. Guide me to getting him to the finish line, right? So I personally would like that, but I believe other women would like it too, honestly. Also, something that men can say, which I prefer, is do you like the fact that I think about you while I'm masturbating? If you said that you were thinking about me while you're masturbating, I would love it. Also, I would want you to masturbate in front of me. Or send me a video of you masturbating. Now, again, this is back when, you know, probably high school. I did have a guy one time send me a video of him masturbating. And that was my very first time ever seeing that. Because, you know, dick pics were all the goddamn thing when I was in high school, honey. I'm 25 years old. You can just do the fucking math. Dick pics were all the fucking goddamn thing. And also, women sending out their fucking pictures. Whatever. La la. Whatever. However, if a man sent me him masturbating, yeah, that was pretty much a turn on because, ooh, I want to see that shit shoot out. And a lot of women will want that. If my man send that shit to me, I'll be happy as hell. If he sends it to me at work, oh, he done fucked up. Come about to leave work early because what the fuck is wrong with you, sir? Why would you do that? Why would you send me that fucking goddamn video while I'm at work of you nutting? And now I got to think about you nutting on me while I'm at work? How do you expect me to talk to customers like that? How do you expect me to have a honest conversation after that, after the fucking fact? Now, my husband is a security guard, okay? My husband is an armed security guard. He doesn't have to really deal with a lot of people that much. Me, on the other hand, no, I can't be sitting around. I cannot work sexually frustrated. I cannot work like that. My mind will be in the gutter every single time. Somebody say a breadstick. Oh, can you give me some breadsticks? Bitch, my man has a breadstick I want in my mouth right now. No, I could not receive that. Therefore, my man does not send me shit like that because I would have to be leaving work early. But those are just the things that I think would help you guys with dirty talk. Like, I just want everyone to be more sexually comfortable. Like, I want everyone to understand that sex is natural. Again, I do this podcast because I want you all to know that you're not alone. If you like some things, you're not alone. I like crazy-ass things that some people find it weird. Some people find it crazy. It's whatever. Also, body positivity. I always promote body positivity on my podcast because, one, I don't have the best body. I'm not a size double fucking zero. No one wants to be a size double fucking zero anymore. But anyway, I mean, I don't have the best body, but shit. I got a fucking face card that never declines, baby. And I got a great fucking personality. Again, I don't let no one fucking bother me about what the fuck I wear. Again, that's why I'm wearing this. Hello. So, I want you all to be so confident in yourselves. Please, be so confident in yourselves. In y'all sexual partners. Dirty talk to them. Honestly, talk to them during sex. Like, you know, I mean, hey, play to your man's fantasy. It may bother you a little bit at some point, but once you get comfortable and once you understand the boundaries, then, hey, talk, have story times, tell shit, create a whole fantasy. Do all that. You know, I didn't really go into the fantasies part because, honestly, everybody has a different fantasy. Like I said, if I was Black Widow and my man was the Hulk and that dick was green, baby, I'd be sucking the green off that dick. That's just me. You may like Superman. You may motherfucking like Lois Lane. You want to be Lois Lane and he be Superman. I'm not into Superman. Batman didn't have no goddamn body. Nobody for real. Unless I'm thinking about him and fucking Catwoman. But, I mean, that doesn't really go for me. Now, Harley Quinn and the Joker. Oh. Baby, I think that if my man dressed up like the Joker and I was Harley Quinn, I think that we would never leave our house for like a whole week. But that's neither here or there, y'all. You know, if I disappear for a week, y'all know that's happened. That's what happened. But I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to Nasty Girl Podcast for episode 18. Honestly, that concludes the end of this episode, y'all. Make sure y'all honestly talk to y'all folks dirty. Like, get in there, get in your man's face, send him a fucking dirty text message, say, "Daddy, I miss you so much. I want your dick in me right now." Just say it. Honestly, Get into it. Don't fucking play no games with y'all people. What I say to y'all every single time is be the nastiest bitch y'all can motherfucking be. Be the hoest ass nigga you can be. Embrace everything that you want to do, okay? Be the nastiest motherfucker y'all want to be. Again, make sure y'all follow me on all social medias, guys. Follow me on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me all on every single platform, because why? We are on every single platform, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts, guys. And make sure y'all follow me on TikTok. I look forward to seeing you guys next podcast. And if y'all have any things that y'all want me to talk about, please don't hesitate to DM me or comment them down below. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Bye.